and jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Twitter has banned MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell
after he continued to further the baseless claim that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election. A Twitter spokesperson says the ban came after, quote, repeated violations of its policy aimed at fighting disinformation.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Now, when did Sprite and Sierra Mist become the same drink? When I'm at the restaurant and ask the waitress, "You got Sprite?" She goes, "We have Sierra Mist." Well, good for you. But I ask if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. Well, that's like asking the dude at Nike Town, "You got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, "We got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumbass. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another round of showers and thunderstorms back into our forecast. The rain and storms is likely tonight and first half of the day tomorrow. With tonight's low 57, tomorrow's high 68. Then it turns windy and colder Wednesday night and Thursday. In fact, we'll be below freezing Thursday night, maybe even the upper 20s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Mr. Biden, you're running for President of the United States.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Okay, whatever.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone, make sure the kids hear words.
Brock and I think it's a right for people that have bad health care. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure. 4 more years of Georgia, he is going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected. But if Donald Trump is reelected. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
We choose truth over facts.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by, go, you know the thing.
Uh-huh.
You know the thing.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB at 3:07. It's me and Rosie right now, and coming up a little bit later this hour, David Blackman's going to join us with some good news.
And here they are.
Jeb.
Please clap.
Well, I was just so busy since the morning show, I have no idea what we're doing this afternoon. None.
You were busy?
I found this. I had a great lunch today at Sinclair's.
Good.
With David Darden and Christopher Black from DCCI. I'm getting another business, and these guys are great. They're just terrific people. And so I had that. At some point this afternoon, we'll get the Baseball Hall of Fame announcement and find out just how screwed the sports media is, because Curt Schilling belongs in the Hall of Fame, but he's not in it yet because most of the sports journalists are just as bad as their brethren in the alleged news media when it comes to punishing conservatives. And that's what's happening in America. That's what it's all about. We are no longer parties that are disagreeing. We need to be punished for voting for Trump or thinking certain thoughts, you know, believing in God, the Bible, guns, the Second Amendment, all that stuff, because they can't win the argument. You know, and it's not like they have this overwhelming, tremendous power. Props to Rand Paul today for standing up in the Senate and seeking a vote as to whether or not they should continue with this pathetic impeachment attempt. Impeaching a private citizen now. Justice Roberts, I don't know what he's afraid of this time. I don't know who got to him, but he's not presiding over the trial. As directed by that document that liberals only use when absolutely necessary, the Constitution of the United States. So, Patrick Leahy.
Yeah.
He's going to preside. Based on what? How does he do this? Wouldn't another Supreme Court justice be a better second pick? Maybe not. Not if they put Sotomayor or one of them on there. Clarence Thomas, yes. Oh, I would love to see Clarence Thomas preside over that trial. So would Trump. And we all know why. There is still obsessed with Donald Trump. They still hate the man. And they're not going to be satisfied until they can be absolutely assured that he can never run for the White House again. I think it would be hilarious to see him run for Congress. You know, one president actually did go back and serve in Congress after serving as president. I don't know. I don't remember which one that was. It was in the 19th century sometime. And I think served, might have been Adams. Somebody want to find the information on that, let me know. That would be terrific. And as far as getting back to the specific reason why this absolutely must happen, why America cannot survive without getting it done, is this going to work for me or is it not? This, of course.
Make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States.
Debunky, Chunky. Yeah, for inciting the erection against our great country. Maybe he was thinking of the border wall. That's 450 miles of that have been erected, as he promised. But Biden, and they're not too sure that it was legal to do this. Biden, who, by the way, called Trump a dictator for all the executive orders, has broken the record for most executive orders in the early weeks in office. Again, it's do as I say, not as I do. The rules just don't apply. The country's divided. That's why. You can't have an America with separate rules for separate groups. And nobody, now what's Bernie bitching about? There's no one in the North, South, East, or West that can survive on $7.25 an hour. Well, that's why they call it ambition and education. And frankly, if you keep up the policies you've launched the Biden administration with, those jobs won't be available either. Wasn't that the whole point of the minimum? The minimum wage is not to guarantee somebody a living.
No.
The minimum wage is there to make sure you're not abused. But I would say that a good chunk of those listening today started at some job like I did, mailing shoes in Chicago. I only worked there a few months. Made $1.65 an hour plus 8% commission over a certain amount, which I rarely earn. But what a fun group of guys. I mean, this is a store that catered to kids. Kids' shoes up to like age 12 and women. I don't know that there is a place on planet Earth that I could have learned more about women than working with them on shoes. Get a lot of exercise going back and forth because this one does. And under this obsession, and I don't know if this is still true, that was some time back, that women seem determined to jam their foot into a shoe that's just not big enough. Why would anybody want to do that?
Yeah, it hurts.
But I get, maybe it's the look. Maybe if a daintier foot is feminine, even if you have no blood circulating below the ankle.
And can't walk.
And then, if you had a wedding party come in, you could make a nice commission selling whatever number of pairs of shoes, but then they had to be dyed, whatever color.
Yes.
That was the tricky part. And there were only a couple of guys that really knew how to do that. But trying to get a wedding party to settle on one style or another. They were like white shoes.
Right,
that were designed.
Satin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They still do that?
Probably.
And then there were women that just had really hideous feet. And you just never quite get, especially as a teenage boy, used to women who, keep in mind, we're in the era of hot pants and miniskirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot there, too. How did I get off on this? Oh, because that was my minimum wage gig.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one I was just thrilled to be paid at all for doing what I was doing. I was working in the editorial department at the largest neighborhood newspaper in Chicago, got that gig. And the man who ran that really was nice. He loved me because he liked somebody with ambition. So I was editor of the school paper, but actually getting paid to work at the Southwest News Herald. And I loved that. I loved that, you know, the old-fashioned news from before. Today, everything is computerized. So everybody sits in front of a screen, and the ambient sounds of the newsroom are long gone. Even in radio, when you went to, if you had a newsman on your station, and you went to them, you would hear the teletype in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have this with the Shemp News Service.
Yes.
It's not a made-up sound. But it does make you feel like something's happening, right?
Sounds official.
Most news radio stations, some still use that, from what I understand. But it makes it sound like, wow, there's news coming in, and we're going to hear it. Big news.
I have news.
What?
Former U.S. President John Quincy Adams was elected to the House of Representatives in 1830, serving until 1848. So you were right.
That's not bad.
No.
Thank you for checking that out, you know.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Sorry, didn't hear that.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Appreciate that.
There were two others that were elected to the Confederate, one to the Confederate States House of Representatives, but he died before he could take office. That was John Tyler. And then Andrew Johnson was elected to the Senate, but died before he could take office, so.
He was a weaselly guy.
John Quincy Adams.
What Chuck Schumer has accused the president of inciting, our scholar 84 notes that you could never accuse Hillary Clinton of the same crime. And you are correct. Thank you for noticing that. Boris Johnson says he's deeply sorry for 100,000 COVID deaths. We're all sorry for COVID deaths. Did you see the story? Oh, this is great news. Actually, not great news. In fact, I'm going to make this person somebody special. Because I saw this as busy as I was today and found it somewhat alarming.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
According to one expert, and this story was on this website earlier, I swear it was. Now it's been moved. The coronavirus is going to be around forever. It's just never going to go away. We'll be dealing with it in some form or another. We have China to thank for that, and I guess we can't do enough to show them how much we appreciate it. Right?
Right.
I'm going to have to find this. I stupidly set this up without assuming that the website, the Liberty Daily, would have this story front and center. But it's not their headline. It was their headline for the better part of the day. Let's see. Fascist Google on YouTube strips conservative media company of Epic Times. The Epic Times ability to monetize video content. That's nice. So now they're attacking the Epic Times. They're attacking anything that's conservative. And when you have big tech doing this, this is the scariest part of all. They're like one big frickin' street gang.
Yeah.
And they have this enormous power, and they are abusing the hell out of it. They're doing things that are completely un-American. Anyway, this medical expert says that... we'll never see the end of the coronavirus. And now, Dr. Fauci says we should wear 2 masks. What do we want to say to Dr. Fauci?
Bite me!
Really?
Get thee behind me.
Yeah. I mean, this is... fascist Twitter encourages users to snitch on each other with their Orwellian birdwatch features. There's no end to this. There is no end to this. And most of us have ancestors or fathers or grandfathers who fought in wars to rid other nations of this kind of stuff.
That's right.
We were sent to other countries like Korea and Vietnam to stop the spread of this ideology. And yet here it is, right in the middle of the United States, being nudged along by a president who doesn't even know what he's doing or where he is half the time. They do ask him, though, tough questions about, like, ice cream. Some reporter actually had the audacity today to ask Jen Psaki, whatever her name is, if it was xenophobic for Donald Trump to institute travel bans to China, why is it not xenophobic with Joe Biden doing the same thing? Well, that was different. No, it wasn't. Yeah. The only thing different was the guy issuing the executive order. He was not approved by the deep state, so therefore it was xenophobic. I'll find that story, even if I have to stay late, like 6:01 or 6:02, I will find that story about that doctor who made that ridiculous statement today. We're going to be stuck with the coronavirus for the rest of our lives. 45 senators call an impeachment trial unconstitutional, and 5 Republicans vote with Democrats. You know, one of them right off the top of your head has got to be Schmidt Romney, right?
Yes.
What a despicable human being he is, and what a letdown to anybody that voted for him. I'm embarrassed. If I'd known he was going to do what he's doing today, I would have rather voted for Obama. At least you know he's going to be, you know, promoting crazy left-wing agenda. But he's not lying, not pretending to be something he's not. Mitt Romney has been a complete... When he was elected, Senator, all right, we got another good guy in our corner. No. I guess his feelings were hurt because Trump accused him of being weak in the 2012 election, which he was. He had the lead. He earned the lead with a great debate performance and then said, well, I'm just going to mail it in from here on because I don't know if I really want this job. That was Mitt Romney. And he earned that criticism. And now all of us, when Becky Gerritsen was here the other day, it's like, we really voted for him. And look what he's doing now. 323. You hear a lot about supply chains and stuff being interrupted, and that is true. There has been issues with raw materials and so forth, in large part because of the coronavirus. However, when it comes to furniture selection, that is not the case at Kaiser Fine Furniture. They're at 4444 Wetumpka Highway, and I'm here to tell you, through word of my best sources, that the trucks have made it through. And that 65,000 square foot warehouse is packed with choices, which are marked down dramatically, great prices. And you have 3 of the most knowledgeable furniture sales consultants you'll ever have under one roof: Stella, Dale Thornell, and Cheryl Pitts. So if you have questions or you're not sure, it's always good if you're not sure to bring a picture of the room that you're looking to add something to, whether it's an accent piece or you want to redo the whole thing. If you're not sure if a certain color is going to match the paint in the room that you're looking to add new furniture to, bring it with. They really know their stuff. Above and beyond that, great pricing, immediate delivery, expertise. You can do a 0% Synchrony account for qualified customers. 18 months if you spend more than $2,000. That's a good way to do it. No interest whatsoever. And take advantage of, I mean, they filled that place. They want to create some space now. So if you're looking for new furniture, and many are, 55% of Americans want to do something to improve their home. That's a great place to start. In fact, there's no better place to start for furniture and Kaiser Fine Furniture. Shop Kaiser.com or 4044 Wetumpka Highway. David Blackman joining us soon.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straight talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here at Budweiser, we've decided not to advertise during the Super Bowl. Instead, we're focusing on encouraging you to get the COVID-19 vaccine. You see, at Budweiser, the quicker we get through this pandemic, the quicker you can go to the bar, not wear a mask, and get smashed while completely going to town with a coworker in a bathroom stall. My point being,
we're losing our ass here, okay? The next to go, the Clydesdales. So unless you hate horses, get a shot so you can enjoy an ice-cold Bud.
Budweiser, it's not that we care. We just need to sell more beer.
It's amazing how long an email can take from 3 feet away.
I know it.
I guess it's got to go up to the internet thing where they recognize the address and then forward it. It's a rhyme.
Yeah.
This is all about, and thank you for looking this up. This is one of the...
As we look at the spread of the coronavirus today, we can get little glimpses into the future from both places that are recently getting infected, places that aren't infected, but also the places where it all started. And when you look around the world in Europe, North America, the Middle East, and now you can see that this is really, we're really at the... let's say, period of exponential growth. So we're still seeing the virus going up very, very rapidly, even in hard-hit places like Italy, for example. So these countries are still have months of this challenge in front of them. And the question then is, what's going to happen? Is this going to disappear completely? Are we going to get into a period of cyclical waves? Or are we going to end up with low-level sort of endemic disease that we have to deal with? If we do the testing of every single case, rapid isolation of the cases, you should be able to keep cases down low. If you simply rely on the big sort of shutdown measures without finding every case, then you could, every time you take the break off of that pressure you put on the virus, it could come back in waves. So that future, frankly, may be determined by us and our response as much as the virus. And the big question right now is, are countries going to use this time during these shutdown periods optimally?
Well, basically what he's saying is these shutdown periods didn't work.
Yeah.
They didn't work. We have fewer flu cases. And I've been wondering, you haven't heard anything about the colds and flu season this year. It's all corona. So, apparently, this guy, what's his name? Dr. Bruce Aylward.
Yeah. Of the Who.
The Who. He was part of the team that went to China after the outbreak there, has urged all nations to use
happy hour, who says?
Times brought during lockdowns to do more testing, respond to growth. We can't do that. You're killing people with alcoholism and suicide in unbelievable numbers. That, David? All right, David Blackman's going to join us shortly. We do have one good story to discuss.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, the usual spots are busy right now. East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Baptist and Alpha at Norman Bridge and Highway 331, and also Southwest Boulevard in front of the truck stop at I-65. We've got a lot of outbound traffic this afternoon on Atlanta Highway, Federal Drive, and Congressman Dickinson, all headed outbound from downtown. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents that we know of in the listening area at this moment. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another round of showers and thunderstorms back into our forecast. The rain and storms is likely tonight and first half of the day tomorrow, with tonight's low 57, tomorrow's high 68. Then it turns windy and colder Wednesday night and Thursday. In fact, we'll be below freezing Thursday night, maybe even the upper 20s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States.
Well, today, Rand Paul forced a vote, and 45 Republican senators said, no, I'm not going to participate in this sham, which is would have been better news if everybody else on the Republican Party had been on board. So they already know it's not going to happen, even though it's being done wholly unconstitutionally. Not with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I think the head checkout guy at the nearest 7-Eleven. Somebody's running the damn thing.
Yeah.
Joining us now from somewhere in Texas, the man with a 10-gallon brain, Jeb. Let's whip up a frenzy for DB Daily Updates author David Blackman.
Please clap.
Please. Yes, the Senate trial will be presided over Patrick Leahy of Vermont, who is even more senile than the President of the United States, so it'll be wonderful.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about Leahy. I know the name.
He's been around forever. Patrick Leahy sat with Joe Biden on the Judiciary Committee when they borked Robert Bork and did the high-tech lynching of Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, it almost feels like those days are back, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're back. You know, not much you can do about that. Except they're back on steroids. Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. We had a decision go our way today, but I want to go back to the beginning of your blog today on the Biden attacks on the oil industry just beginning. Sure. Now, there has been a lot of blowback on this Keystone decision, hasn't there?
There has, but it's not going to change anything unless TC Energy can file a successful lawsuit and have the order declared illegal, which I think they probably have a very strong case. TC Energy was operating under a duly issued permit by the federal government. It already built the 100 miles of pipeline that go across the border, and several hundred additional miles of the pipeline. And a president comes into office and just immediately says, oh, well, you know, that $8 billion you've invested, that's just too bad. Sunk money.
Man.
I'm not really sure a president of the United States has the authority to do that.
I know what made people feel better about that decision. Pete Buttigieg came along and said, well, just get another union job. Said a man who's never made a nickel in the private sector in his
life. Exactly. You know what I want people to think about, particularly any liberals listening who, you know, are listening or to the show on your iPhone, this is akin to a Republican president coming into office and telling Apple, oh, sorry, your iPhone 10 model was illegal. And all that hundreds of billions of dollars you've invested in the rollout of that, is just sunk money, and you have to refund everybody's money who bought one of the things, right? Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same thing, okay? If a president can do this to TC Energy, they can do it to all of your favorite companies, okay? And put Starbucks out of business if they want to.
Yeah, this is where it's really getting frightening. And
yeah, it really is.
I saw a headline just a moment ago. There was some kind of a... Hang on. There's so much going on that... Mike Lindell warning to never Trump has supported Democratic voter fraud. All those Republicans will be found out and they are done. Let's see. Google on YouTube strips rising conservative media company the Epic Times of ability to monetize video content.
Yeah.
This is horrible stuff that's going on. This is so un-American.
It is. It's the standard oil days, you know, from the 1890s and early 1900s that Teddy Roosevelt put an end to. But, you know, Teddy Roosevelt did that because he had a woman named Ida Tarbell, who was a muckraking reporter for the Hearst newspaper groups, who was just pounded on Roosevelt's administration every day to do something to bust up the trust. And so he did it. Well, we have nobody in our national news media now who has the slightest interest in any of this, right? I mean, their big coverage items are whether or not Joe Biden had a bagel for breakfast, you know?
I was mesmerized by that story. The coverage, that's Pulitzer Prize we're talking about.
It's just unbelievable. Today, Peter Doocy of Fox News asked Biden a question about something about COVID relief. I can't even remember what it was now, breaking a promise. Oh, no, he asked him what he and Vladimir Putin had spoken about. Biden had a call with Putin today, did a press availability for 30 minutes. Nobody asked him a single question about anything to do with the call, right? They're all asking about, you know, just all this nonsense. And as he's walking out, Peter Doocy shouts, well, what did you and Putin talk about? Biden turns around and says, we talked about you. And everybody else in the White House press corps just snickers, right? Wow. I mean, try to imagine what the reaction of the press corps would have been. First of all, every question in that press availability would have been about the call between the president and Putin.
Right.
And second of all, I mean, they'd have been outraged by Trump saying something like that to any member of the White House press corps. It's just disgusting. I mean, the press corps is just this fetid swamp of disgustingness. I just can't. My distaste for them grows every day.
Since we're talking reporters, this headline just popped up Antifa death threats convince conservative journalist Andy, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Andy Ngo, to flee the United States.
Yeah, he moved to England, right? I think he decided to go to England.
Yep.
I don't blame him.
It's the one guy that hung in there, and for those who were interested in seeing what was really happening in Portland and Seattle at the hands of Antifa and these domestic terror groups, and now, I mean, this is where it's really starting to get scary.
Well, yeah, it is. And Greg, think about, I mean, this is what the left does to anybody they oppose politically. Okay, so think about this judge in Texas who ruled today on the deportations, right? Biden's deportations order. He issued a nationwide injunction. Now that judge and all of his family are going to start to get death threats.
Yeah.
And they're going to have people camped out in front of their house, you know, and trying to burn it down and throwing rocks through the windows. And nobody in law enforcement is, well, I don't know, in Texas, they law enforcement may actually do something about it. He's just lucky he doesn't live in Portland or Seattle. But that's what they do. And this is where we've gone. And so this is what the Nazis did to the Jews, okay?
Yes,
I keep
is.
Going back to that comparison because it's very apt.
Yes.
And it's the one real world comparison in the Western world that we actually have available to us compared to.
With Rosie as my witness, which is as close to God as you're ever going to get, didn't I not use the term Kristallnacht?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last year? Because they were just breaking
the
windows
summer,
to
right?
make a point.
Yeah. Yeah.
The summer
exactly.
of love.
Right. And so, you know, it's this is where the left is taking us in this country. And when no one in the media and no one in the Democratic Party is willing to say a word, I mean, just a word, ask them to calm down, you know. Well, I mean, what do we expect? How do you expect their behavior to ever improve? They're not accountable for anything.
You came up with a term, I believe, over the weekend called the POMS.
Yeah, the perpetual outrage mob on Twitter, yeah.
This is the group that really frightens me the most because I don't know who pays them. They obviously have nothing better to do than target a business or an individual and make their life a living hell. And they are the ones that are really directing all of this right now. How could Trump not have one judge out of 87 attempts listen to any of the cases they brought to the court system?
Oh, I know. And it's pure intimidation, you know, and blackmail. I feel certain John Roberts has been blackmailed.
Me too.
You know, and intimidation by this mob. And it's all facilitated through Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. And I really honestly think, you know, I've thought for 25 years that the lack of an honest news media is going to be the end of this country. I'm beginning to think that really it's not just the news media, it's these social media platforms too. I think we're going to have a choice at the end of the day to either eliminate these social media platforms or lose the country. And eliminating them would take someone in the Democratic Party taking an honest look at it. And at this moment in time, I don't think we have anyone like that in the Democratic Party.
No. And Tulsi didn't run for re-election, did she?
No. And so she's out there pontificating with no real platform to do anything. I mean, I like what she's saying these days, but she's powerless. And as long as she remains a Democrat, I don't understand. I don't understand it either. She doesn't agree with them about too much.
David, can I ask you to hold for just a very brief period of time here?
Surely.
Okay, hang on. You know what I should, if I had said, and don't call me Shirley, that would have been, I would never be able to face him again.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Kidding! Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. It's getting to that time. I know right now, at least at my place, the weeds are just thriving. They are coming out of the ground gangbusters. And I got to get over there. I got to get myself a mower. Now, there's lots of options, everything from tractor style, don't need anything quite that big, but Zero Turn X-Marks and Echoes, and some smaller edition riding mowers that actually look like little sports cars with spinning blades on the bottom. They're really cool. And there's a couple that are available under $3,000. Also at Lewis Lawn, for those of you who just like to hit an on button and have something fire up into action, they have the Ego product line, which is edgers, trimmers, mowers, both push and self-propel, that will allow you to get the whole job done on one charge. So easy to work with. And everything, whether it's the Ego product, Echo, X-Mark, Toro, or any of the great brands they carry, you bring it to Lewis Lawn when it needs repair or service. Your warranty card actually means something. See Chad Sasser or Haley or any of our great friends at Lewis Lawn. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. The number to call for questions ahead of your visit is 244-9191. Back to David in just a minute.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I love you, and you guys are so much better than television.
I mean, I feel like Johnny Carson when I have David Blackman on the line. In this, the highest rated hour on News Talk.
Yeah.
But David, I won't be able to send you a check. You know, but you do the DB Daily update. I would like to do a DB Daily, you know, maybe a shorter conversation on one of the items in your blog and make it more consistently.
Yeah, I would too. That'd be great.
I will have my people contact your people.
Okay, good. I don't have any people, so they just call me.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Because it's... Look, I look at your blog. We talk Saturday morning, and then I read your Sunday blog and your Monday blog and all this stuff to discuss. And then by the time we actually get to talk, there's so much other stuff on top of that to talk about. I never get to do it, you know? By the way, I want to remind everybody, this blog isn't that recent, but David told us, what day was it in September of last year that the media was brainwashing us to prepare us for a stolen election?
It was September 3rd was that piece was published, yeah.
I kid you not, when I read that, I got chills. You were absolutely spot on. The media was preparing us, brainwashing us, those who can be brainwashed.
Well, it's easy to, you know, there's no rocket science to it. All you have to do is pay attention to what they're actually saying, like the piece I wrote yesterday about how your CEOs and the HR people in your companies are going to be bombarded now with propaganda telling them that they need to police what news channels and newspapers their employees consume and what news sites they access on company time. And they're going to be bombarded with literature from the left saying that anyone who watches Fox News is a racist. Anyone who watches One America or Newsmax is a racist and can't be trusted. And that's coming, folks. That's probably already started.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in the corporate world anymore. But, you can just see this coming. They talk about it openly. But you have to pay attention to kind of obscure news items like I do.
That just strikes me as incredibly unconstitutional.
Only if someone's going to enforce it. I mean, the FBI's not going to do anything. You know, the FBI, there was a news story yesterday, a blurb in the Washington Post, or maybe it was Sunday. The FBI doesn't have a single open case against anyone associated with Antifa right now. Think about that.
Jeez.
Not one. After all the havoc and damage and death that group has caused over the last four years, they don't have a single open case investigating anyone from Antifa.
Now, I do have a story here, and this is not to contradict you, because this is not an FBI case. A Portland teacher who originally had her charges dropped following an arrest at a violent Antifa protest said her charges reinstated after police submitted additional evidence. This is a teacher, right. a high school teacher.
That's a local police investigation going on. This is bizarro world, man. I mean, it's just lunacy. And, so there's no one. Clearly it's probably illegal what they're doing. It's certainly a violation of individuals' First Amendment rights as human beings. But if there's no one available to actually enforce the law at the Department of Justice, I mean, what are we going to get out of Biden's Department of Justice for the next 4 years?
Oh, my God.
Someone has to enforce this stuff, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the people that got canned just for going to the Trump rally January 6th. And boy, have they not done a masterful job of making that seem like worse than 9/11?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's incredible. And no discussion at all about the unarguable fact that many of the leaders have been clearly identified, the leaders of that group, clearly identified as BLM and Antifa agitators, okay? I mean, this was a clear false flag operation. That's what it was.
That's how the Nazis worked, didn't they?
And unfortunately, a lot of actual Trump people fell for it and got real stupid and got themselves arrested in the midst of it. So they basically did exactly what they, the left hoped to dupe them into doing, and here we are.
Have you heard anything about the officer who executed Ashley Babbitt in that? I mean, if it was, whenever we've had a George Floyd, within minutes, the left has got their entire history, their home address, and contact information, on national TV. This woman, I don't know if she did anything stupid or not. I didn't see it. I wasn't there. But she was shot dead by a cop. We don't know who did it. We have no explanation. This is why after that happened, people are saying, remember the name, Ashley Babbitt. She was killed. We haven't heard one peep. Yeah. No investigation. Who shot her?
There was an apology from the chief of the Capitol Police. It was an undercover policeman who they haven't identified, as far as I know. And he apologized for it like the day after it happened. Mm-hmm. And that's the last thing I've heard about.
Shameful. And the Capitol Police officer who died, we don't know if he had a medical condition that kicked in during this thing or whatever. But for the most part, that was like aggravated trespassing, not a riot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But anyway, so if we had an honest press corps, Jim Psaki and Joe Biden, every time they took questions from the media, but the first question would be about who killed Ashley Babbitt and why aren't they being brought to justice. Mm-hmm. Again, it's just another example where, with no pressure from the media, no one in the media holding anybody accountable on the Democratic side of the aisle, they just cover stuff like this up and it goes away. It's why the Obama people, are able to claim, well, we didn't have any major scandals. Well, because a scandal happens when the news media actually covers wrongdoing.
Yeah, that's a prerequisite when there's actual media reporting on it. Let's see.
They didn't have any major scandals because the media refused to report about them.
These people that O'Biden, pardon me, that slipped there, is appointing. I'm looking at the woman he's picked for a key border post as reportedly United Nations-inspired open borders radical. you look at this woman, and I'm showing the picture to Rosie, who is not judgmental, but doesn't she look like a total space cadet?
Mm-hmm.
She's got that blank stare, that one.
Kind of like Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
Even worse.
She looks like the actor that plays the mummy with the long face and the, you know, he usually.
Boris Karloff?
No.
That's the old mummy.
The old mummy. This is the new mummy.
I'm not sure who that is. I have been so disconnected from pop culture, watching our country go down in flames. Nice, though, that there are at least a couple of Democrats, Kyrsten Sinema. Who was the other one that, you know, they're not going to let the filibuster die?
Oh, yeah, Joe Manchin. Yeah.
I think they're moving way too fast, and they're going to make people miss Donald Trump quickly if they don't already.
But they know they have to. They know that what they're doing is not popular. It's not supported by the people. And so they know they have to move as rapidly and as try to do as much under cover of night as they can. Like Biden did, Obama did his first 2 years when he had supermajorities.
Yeah.
That first 6 months under Obama was just bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, the only thing they really got done was Obamacare. They didn't get climate change done. They didn't get, any of the rest of their big agenda done. But this is going to be, even more rapid fire. It already is, in some respects, more rapid fire than what Obama did.
Yeah, that's kind of a concern. And it seemed like it took forever to get here. We sat here on election night 2010 and counted the Democratic seats going Republican, 63.
Yeah.
And we thought they were Tea Party, constitutional, originalist, conservative people.
Yeah.
And maybe, two or three really were. The rest were just, in name only. David, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Highlight of my week.
Hey, ours too, and I have a little idea here. This is too good to just do once a week, so let's talk about it and see what we can come up with that works for you.
I'm flexible.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
As long as I'm not in the hospital, I'm good.
And then we can post our conversations online and. Direct people to the podcast so they can hear you. I think the people that faithfully read DB Daily Update should hear you in conversation.
Get somebody to shoot me the link to the podcast whenever it's posted so that I can share it on the blog and social media.
I will do that. Rosie's going to make sure I do. It's kind of like having my mother working here with me because, she's always helping me remember to do things I forget.
Thank Greg.
Yeah. Even though she is not old enough to be my mother, I can guarantee you that. Thank you, David. Take care, my friend.
Thank y'all. Have a good week.
You like that idea? I mean, I got so many listeners that love listening to David. It's almost like I'm a necessary nuisance in this process. 3:58, so Rosie.
Yes.
I had that great lunch with my friends at DCCI today.
Sinclair's.
At Sinclair's.
Great place.
Yes. But when I got back to the house, I jumped on the bike and I did a really challenging route. And at first I thought, I'll take the day off. Blah, 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 blah. And I keep hearing the words of Ryan Turner, who's more than just the guy that knows the science and makes you a healthier, happier, thinner, slimmer person at infusion, cryo and laser. But my coach. And I thought about him, and I thought, no, you can get a ride in. And I was going to do half of the normal course because it was getting close to 2. And I wound up doing the whole thing because I was enjoying it. In fact, I took on a major challenge, probably biked a little further than I normally would. And it felt great. And I really feel like I owe that to him. Yes, the science at Infusion can help you lead a pain-free, healthier life, can help you lose weight. And so many other things, but that coaching